It is the morning after the 16th birthday of a boy in deep trouble. The morning after another youth was shot dead on a daylit street. Robert Hardy has been in police custody for 12 hours. Now the precinct video camera has been turned on, and Robert is confessing to murder. When Henry Trigg eventually died, he was laid to rest in this old barn at the back of his house. Not in the ground, of course, but in the roof, resting on the rafters, as he had wished, out of harm's way. The barn still exists, and so does the coffin. It was opened in 1831, and Henry's body was still there, resting in peace. But this wasn't to last. Michael's wild success continued with the release of 1979's Off the Wall, his first record with Quincy Jones. The album transformed the child prodigy into a full-grown superstar. Off the Wall became the first solo album in history to spin off four top 10 singles. The record's tight dance grooves also signaled a funky change in the pop music climate. When Dave and Tracy Barker fell in love, they decided to get married and start a family. But most people's children are nothing like Tracy and Dave's. The Barkers are the proud parents of Vita Precocia, the world's premier snake breeding and research facility, hidden in the hills outside San Antonio, Texas. Peter Hutchinson blows things up for a living. He's put the bang into hundreds of films, from The Dirty Dozen to Star Wars: The Phantom Menace. His latest film is an all-action drama for Britain's Royal Navy and set on an island in the Bahamas. His task? To stage a fiery attack on a jungle road, blast an abandoned hotel, and finally, to sink the warlord's escape boat with a harpoon missile.